You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Welcome to Groundswell Radio, coming to you from the University of Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm David Littke, and I'll be your host for the next hour. On today's show, I wanted to focus on a large-scale work by one of Canada's most esteemed composers, Jacques Etoux. Originally from Trois-Rivières, Quebec, Etoux taught at the Université du Québec for many years, and is perhaps the most often performed Canadian composer. His Symphony No. 5 was completed in 2010, but unfortunately the composer passed away before it was performed. This symphony was recorded in 2024 by the combined forces of the Canadian National Arts Centre Orchestra and L'Orchestre Symphonique du Québec. The four movements of this work have the following subtitles: Prologue, The Invasion, The Occupation, and Liberty. You're listening to Groundswell Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We've just heard the first three movements of Jacques Étude's Fifth Symphony, performed by the National Arts Centre Orchestra and L'Orchestre Symphonique du Québec. The fourth and final movement of this work is subtitled Liberty, and is quite expansive, coming in at over 20 minutes. In this movement, the orchestral instruments are joined by the voices of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir.
Thank you.
We've just heard the final movement of Jacques Ettou's Fifth Symphony, performed by the National Arts Centre Orchestra, l'Orchestre Symphonique de Québec, and the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir. To finish off today's show, I wanted to play an orchestral work by Chris Paul Harmon, a composer who teaches at McGill University. Here is Toronto's Esprit Orchestra performing Harmon's Iridescence. we've just heard the Esprit Orchestra performing Chris Paul Harmon's Iridescence. That brings us to the end of our show. I hope you enjoyed these orchestral works by Jacques Etou and Chris Paul Harmon. Until next week, thanks for listening to Groundswell Radio. I hope to see you at the next Groundswell concert. Visit gswell.ca for details.